Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 16, How Parikshit Received the Age of Kali. Today we're reading text number 25. Dharanyo Vacha Yunyu Vacha Bhavanhi Vedatat Sarvam Bhavanhi Vedatat Sarvan Yanmam Dharmanu Prichasi Yanmam Dharmanu Prichasi Chaturbir Vartase Yena Chaturbir Vartase Yena Bader Loka Sukava Pander Loka Sukavaha Pander Loka Sukavahai Dharanyuvacha Bhavanhi Vedatat Sarvam Yanma Dharmanu Prichasi Chaturbir Vartase Yena Padar Loka Sukavahai Bhavan hi veda tat sarvan Yan mam dharma nu prichasi. Chatubir vartase yena Pandar loka sukavahai Dharanyuvacha Bhavanhi Vedatat Sarvam Yanmam Dharmanu Prichasi Chaturbir Vartase Yena Pander Loka Shukavahai.
Someone else, please.
Dharanyuvacha. Panja Loka Suvai.
Hi. Ladies, please.
Pritchasi. Pritchasi. Say yena. Darini uvacha. Bhavan hiveda tat sarvam. Yan mandarmam nupritchati. Chatubhir varta se yena. Padir loka sukavahai. Darini uvacha.
Mother Earth replied, Bhavan, your good self. He, certainly. Veda, no. Tat sarvam, all that you have inquired from me. Yat, that. Mam, from me. Dharma, O personality of religious principles. Anuprichchasi, you have inquired one after another. Chaturbi, by four. Vartase, you exist. Yena, by which. Padai, by the legs. Loka, in each and every planet. Sukha avahai, increasing the happiness. Translation. The earthly deity, in the form of a cow, thus replied to the personality of religious principles in the form of a bull. O Dharma, whatever you have inquired from me shall be known to you. I shall try to reply to all those questions. Once you too were maintained by your four legs and you increased happiness all over the universe by the mercy of the Lord. Purport. By His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. The principles of religion are laid down by the Lord Himself. And the executor of such laws is Dharmaraj or Yamaraj. Such principles work fully in the age of Satya Yuga. In the Treta Yuga, they are reduced by a fraction of one-fourth. In the Dwapara Yuga, they are reduced by one-half. And in the Kali Yuga, they are reduced to one-fourth, gradually diminishing to the zero point. And then devastation takes place. Happiness in the world depends proportionately on the maintenance of the religious principles, individually and collectively. The best part of valor is to maintain the principles despite all kinds of odds. Thus, one can be happy during the span of life and ultimately return to Godhead. Om Gyanata Manandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshuva Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. So once again, Srila Prabhupada is giving incredible insight as to how the ages are diminishing, how the spirituality of people is diminishing, and the importance of maintaining the principles despite all kinds of odds. Srila Prabhupada is giving us the formula how to be happy in this lifetime, how to really experience that true bliss for which we're always anxious for. And as we understand, the nature of the self is to be full of bliss and full of knowledge. Always be happy. But to that extent that one identifies with the material body and everything connected to it as being the source of happiness, to that degree, there's not happiness. There's unhappiness. As I've told this story before, once I was with this very, very successful, materially successful businessman. He had $2 million homes, very nice family. He had his own boat, not very nice car, had lots and lots and lots of money. And I said to him, I said, it sounds as if you really got it together. It sounds like you're really happy in your life. He said, you don't want my life. He was not happy, despite having everything. And then he explained to me why. That despite he had all of these material accomplishments, big in the industry, working on Wall Street in New York, but he never had time to enjoy anything. He would come home late at night after working hours and hours and hours, then having to travel an hour and a half, 2 hours home, only to maybe have something to eat and then go to sleep, just to have to wake up the next morning and redo it all over again. So one may say, okay, well, he had the weekends. But he didn't even have the weekends because he had to work on Saturday or half a day on Saturday, which pretty much then was ruined because traveling to the office, then traveling back, having to work, and even taking work home. So this was his life in a regular circle. He was like chasing his tail, just keep going around and around and around, or like the hamster in the cage, you know. So this age of Kali, as Srila Prabhupada is speaking about here, and in this chapter, and throughout his books, we can see how the age of Kali Yuga is progressing more and more and more. And for those of us that are later in our ages, we can see that even in the 60s, in the 50s, in the 40s, life was different. We can see that things were not as terrible as they are today. Of course, there's still birth, there's still death, there's still old age, and there's still birth, death, old age, and disease. Jama mrityu jara vyadhi. Those things still exist, whether they happened 100 years ago, 200 years ago. But that's the nature of the material world, the nature of having this material body. We're all going to have to face that at one time or another. But in life, we can see that as the years are going on, then life is becoming more and more degraded. Less respect for people, the things that people are eating, the activities that people are doing is just getting worse and worse. And as Srila Prabhupada writes in this purport, such principles work fully in the age of Satya Yuga. In the Treta Yuga, they're reduced by a fraction of 1/4. In the Dwapara Yuga, they're reduced to 1/2. And in the Kali Yuga, they're reduced to 1/4. So the four principles of religion, namely austerity, cleanliness, merciful, and truthfulness, are diminishing throughout the different yugas. And even in this age of Kali Yuga, truthfulness is greatly diminishing as well. So much gambling going on. So truthfulness. Austerity. When there's illicit sex, when there's illicit sex, then there's austerity, lack of austerity. You cannot perform austerity when there's illicit sex involved. Intoxications. Right, intoxications. So when there's intoxication, you cannot perform austerities. Cleanliness becomes void when there's illicit sex. Then there's mercy. If one is killing the animals and eating animals, eating meat, then mercy, that diminishes. So truthfulness is diminishing also in this age of Kali Yuga now because of gambling. So gradually, all of these religious principles are disappearing. And even in this age of Kali Yuga, as Srila Prabhupada writes, that gradually these religious principles will diminish to the zero point and devastation takes place. So there's so many things that are taking place. Bad storms we see throughout the country in different places. Very bad storms. Hurricanes. Even a few weeks ago here in Los Angeles, the shaking of the ground. So many things unexpected. We never know when that's going to happen. So it may appear that this age of Kali Yuga is a horrible age to be born into. Well, in one sense it is. However, in another sense, this age of Kali Yuga, we're all very, very fortunate. Why? Because the means to go back to Godhead, the means to become purified, the means to become happy, Srila Prabhupada has given it to us. Lord Chaitanya came to teach us how to be a devotee. He's given us the holy name. Harinam, Harinam, Harinam Eva Kevalam, Kalona Stevina Stevina Steva Gati Aranyata. And so daily, I'm hearing the Harinam. It starts here, and the Harinam goes out. Or on Fridays, the Harinam goes to Santa Monica. Or on Saturday, I'm not sure where the Harinam goes. I know they used to go to Hollywood. I don't think, are they still good? Or they go to the pier. They go to Santa Monica Pier. So anybody that's out there in internet land watching, you can always join on a Friday night. Join the party. Come to Santa Monica. On Saturday, join the party. Like somebody said to me one time, what do you do all of this? What do? We just party. We have a good time. We chant. We dance. We feast. Like Savas Prabhu, you said this morning during the announcements, it's like one festival after another. Now we have an amazing festival. This is what we all live for. Jagannath Rath Yatra. So ecstatic. We can all come together. We work together as a good team. And as I look around, I see everybody. I see what, you know, everybody has certain responsibilities. And we come together. And we have our amazing festival. And we're giving prasadam freely to so many people. We're giving the holy name to so many people. How much does it cost? It's free. So happiness is free. Real, true happiness is actually free. We just have to have that loyalty. We have to have that eagerness to do it. This morning, we were reading about the benefit and the simplicity of chanting Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada wrote, "One can sit down anywhere and chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. If the surface of the globe is overflooded with the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra, the people of the world will be," and Srila Prabhupada didn't say happy, he said very, very happy. Also in this purport, Srila Prabhupada is instructing us, the best part of valor is to maintain the principles despite all kinds of odds. Thus one can be happy during the span of life and ultimately return to Godhead. So there again, Srila Prabhupada is writing, one can be happy during the span of life. We distribute the holy name, we chant the holy name, people on this planet will be very, very happy, and that includes us. We're here because we're getting a taste. We chant because it makes us happy. We give Krishna consciousness to other people because it makes us happy. We give prasadam to people. It makes us happy. So this is a very simple formula. As Srila Prabhupada would say, chanting, dancing, and feasting, what is the difficulty? So we have an amazing opportunity here, an amazing opportunity to make this the very last time we have to go into the womb, be all cramped up, enter into this world. And what was the first thing that somebody would do, the doctor would do, when the baby comes out? Slap the baby. And the baby starts crying. Wow. What a way to enter the world, you know? And then have to figure out how to deal with the mind, how to deal with the senses, how to deal with, you know, having enough to eat, having to deal with defending ourselves, a nice place to live, a roof over our head. A lot of responsibility living in this world. And it's a challenge. It's tough. However, so we don't have to experience adiatmic, adibodhic, adidaivic, so we don't have to experience the mind, the miseries from that, the miseries from other living entities, miseries from natural disasters. Srila Prabhupada gives us this formula. And it's so important to chant the Hare Krishna mantra without offense. And that takes a lot of work. It's a challenge. But to the extent that we do that, that we chant without offense, then to that extent, we get that taste for which we've always been anxious for. Because that's, again, the natural state of being for the living entity is to be happy. So chanting 16 rounds a day and following the four regulative principles. Srila Prabhupada calls them the four principles, what is it, of freedom? Excuse me? Yes. Of freedom. So how do we get free from all the pain? How do we get free from the material world? We follow the principles despite all odds. And we chant 16 rounds a day. And we do some devotional service. We give Krishna to others. Take Krishna prasadam. It's a wonderful, wonderful process. The challenge is to be careful about making offenses. Making offenses to the holy name. Making offenses to the devotees. That's the first offense that we say every morning. So if we're feeling anything towards someone else, perhaps we've made an offense. I know I can speak for myself. I've done that. I did that. I still do it. But I find that by doing some service for someone, even unknowingly, whether it's giving prasadam, saying something nice, appreciating something that that person has done, a simple thank you very much. Thank you for playing mridanga. Thank you for leading the kirtan. Thank you for the nice class. Thank you for the nice artik. Thank you for dressing the deity so nicely. Thank you for your nice management. And by saying thank you, we don't take things for granted. Yeah, you know, we're all living in a tight community, and so we step on each other's toes at times, but it's so nice to be living with all these wonderful, like-minded people who are surrendering their lives to Krishna. Because everybody, we can all be doing something else. We don't have to be here. Nobody's forcing us to be here. But because of the taste that we get and the feeling of this is a wonderful thing to be part of, then we stay. And it's wonderful to be corrected by other people, other devotees, younger devotees or older devotees. It's nice. Sometimes some of these nice bhaktas here, they come up with, oh, Prabhu, what about this? And then I think about it. That's a great idea. Or a senior devotee may come and say, Prabhu, you need to do this. You need to be more attentive in your service, or I'm seeing that this is what you're doing. That's actually a real friend, someone who corrects us. Because we want to stay on track. And these devotees care enough to keep us on track. So they're taking their time to come and say something. Oh, Prabhuji. And then et cetera, et cetera. So Srila Prabhupada has given us everything here. As we know, Srila Prabhupada came with, it appeared, so little. And for some of those devotees that were with Srila Prabhupada back in the 60s, they saw what he had. It appeared he had so little, but he was bringing so much. And now look at this. It's like we live in this, we're in this palace every day. We have the most amazing deities. We get to get up in the morning and sing. Get to sing every day. We get to chant the holy name. We get to honor prasadam. We have the best association here. So, this is an amazing life that we have. And many sticks are very difficult to break. you have one stick, if you don't keep within that association of the Vaishnavas, that strong association, oh, I can do this. Yeah, I feel really good. I can kind of like go do my own thing. And that one stick breaks very easily. But by staying in the association of all the Vaishnavas, by attending the morning program, by serving each other, by being friends with each other, by attending the temple functions, either personally or on the internet, associating in that way, then that's like many sticks, much harder to break. And association is so, so important. So important. So we have to be very careful about that association that we keep. Because things are very subtle and poisonous. Poison can actually seep in to us and then it becomes very difficult to get rid of it. So association is very, very important. So we have this really, really ecstatic festival coming up, Snanayatras on Sunday. And then in August 4th, we have this incredible festival. During the week, everybody's going here and there and cooking and cleaning and building. And you know when it's getting close, when you hear someone like Mahanta Prabhu driving down Watsika Avenue, and you can hear the forklift, then you know it's getting close. So yesterday I heard that forklift, and I was thinking, wow, it's getting close. Is there anybody here who has not attended Rath Yatra before? Okay, so I think you haven't been to Rath Yatra. You've never been to Rath Yatra. You weren't here last year, huh? Well, you're in for it. It's ecstatic. And for those of you in internet land, if you've never been to Rath Yatra, at all costs, somehow or another, be here. Because you get caught up in the association, you get caught up in the bliss of worshiping Lord Jagannath, Baladev, Lady Subhadra, Srila Prabhupada, chanting with thousands of devotees. And this is important. Srila Prabhupada wanted this, these cultural programs, these preaching programs like this. For those of you that have been to the Rath Yatras, or those of you even who haven't, look at the faces of people as the carts are coming down the street and all the devotees are chanting. Big smiles on people's faces for the most part. I remember I was on Fifth Avenue once in New York, and Lord Jagannath was coming down past the Empire State Building. And on Fifth Avenue, you have a lot of tall buildings, and people are, they're all out there with their phones, you know, looking outside of the windows, rolling down the windows, standing on their verandas, looking in, as high up as you can see in these buildings. And people are, they're all got their phones out, and people are smiling and laughing. And, you know, as they're walking down the street, it's like a wave of smiles. If you're in the front, you start to see people, whatever, a half a block away. All of a sudden, they look up, they start smiling. People down further, they haven't seen Jagannath yet. And then as the Jagannath gets closer and they start to see Jagannath, then they start to smile. So it's really an ecstatic, ecstatic festival. And it's a great opportunity for everyone to come together, to work even harder as a team, work smarter as a team, work together as a family. Nobody's giving me maha to say this. I'm not like doing a commercial here. So it's important to remember where we are, and yes, there's challenges in life in the material world. But it's also very important to remember what Srila Prabhupada has given us and what the formula is. And if we can do this individually, collectively, we do this together, then all success will be there. So I want to thank everybody for attending Srimad Bhagavatam class today here in the temple and also out there in the internet world. Thank you for being here. And I hope you all have a wonderful day in Krishna consciousness. Jai Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Jagannath Baladev Subhadradeva ki jai. Thank you.